Hey, you guys, welcome back to Storytime with Tutus and Tennis Shoes. I am Miss Kenesha. I will be reading your story today. Today, we are going to head over to the website called MillieandSusie.com, and there, your parents can download the story for free. I chose this story because it was pretty relevant to what's going on right now. We're all experiencing a slightly different lifestyle because we have to be quarantined to make sure we are healthy and safe. And this story is called Why We Stay Home and Susie Learns About the Coronavirus. Okay, so this story was written by Samantha Harris and Devin Scott. They are both medical students from Southern California. Samantha is an aspiring pediatrician, and Devin is going into orthopedic surgery. They both have a passion for kids and medical education and teaching little ones that they can be whatever they want to be. So that's pretty awesome, right? Let's get into this story. Why We Stay Home, Susie Learns About the Coronavirus. Millie, are you awake? Susie asked. Susie was having a hard time sleeping, so she figured she would see if her older sister was still awake.
I am now, Millie responded.
What do you want, Susie?
I was just thinking how happy I am that me, you, Mommy, and Daddy have been staying home together. It's fun, Susie replied.
Yeah, it's nice having Mommy and Daddy home with us, Susie, Millie responded. But we have to make sure that we remember the reason we are all home right now.
Yes, I know, Millie, because of coronavirus. But what is coronavirus anyway? Asked Susie.
Coronavirus is a virus. A virus is a really small germ that you cannot see. There are other kinds of germs too, like bacteria and fungi. Germs are everywhere. Our bodies, chairs we sit on, even the door handle to your favorite ice cream parlor. Some germs are good, and some germs are bad, and some don't really do anything. The coronavirus is a bad germ, and it can make some people really sick. Some of the people at greatest risk of getting sick are Grandpa and Grandma and Mr. Jones, our neighbor, whose body has a hard time fighting off germs. So everyone has been staying home to make sure that we don't spread coronavirus to them. This is what quarantine means. Some signs that someone is sick with the coronavirus are cough, fever, and sore throat. We can do our part by preventing the spread of the coronavirus by washing our hands and wearing a mask when we go to the grocery store and standing 6 feet apart while we wait in line. This is called social distancing.
Oh, I see, said Susie.
But Millie, since we've been at home, I really miss my friend Alex from school.
Yeah, I understand, Susie. It can be very hard not to see friends and family that don't live with us. But there are still ways that we can say hello to them. We can video chat them on Mommy's computer, and we can call them on the phone. We can also send them messages to check on them.
Some people do not have mommies and daddies or even sisters with them, and they are alone in quarantine. So it's important that we check on them.
I understand, Millie.
But Millie, Susie replies, is this how it's going to be from now on?
No, Susie, it will get better. We just have to keep sticking together.
The end. What did you guys think about that story? I thought it was a pretty sweet way to try to explain all the hard things right now. Do you guys know what germs are? Are you guys washing your hands with soap and water? Or just with water? Don't forget the soap. All right, kiddos. So we'll talk in about another week. How about that? I have another story for you all then, okay? Have a good afternoon.